This is Dr. Lady Kidney History. Physical patient name Joanne, J-O-A-N, Lorio, L-O-I-E-R-O, date of birth 7/19/1943, place Franklinwood, Genesis, date of service 5/8/2023. History of present illness, this is 79-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital Center. She presented to the hospital because patient was reported to have a fall. Patient said she was trying to carry a case of Ensure, ENSU Ensure, from her car. She fell down. She hit her left side and she was brought to the emergency room. She was evaluated in the ED. She was noted to have a periprosthetic left femoral shaft fracture. Patient was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted. The orthopedic consulted. A patient underwent surgery. Left hip arthroplasty revision. Patient also has other multiple medical problem. Her medication maintained. After stabilization, patient was transferred to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, some pain and aches at the surgical site, but no fever, no chills, no headache, no dizziness. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, TIA, number 3, seizure disorder in 2003, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, osteoarthritis, bilateral hip replacement in the past, chronic back pain, stage 4 kidney disease, COPD, anxiety disorder. Chronic kidney disease. COPD. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 6 hour, PRN, Dulcolax 10 mg daily, Gabapentin 100 mg twice a day, actually 100 mg 3 times a day. First week 3 times a day, next week 2 times a day, and third week 1 time a day, then stop. Melatonin 3 mg daily. Naloxone for over sedation due to narcotic. Oxycodone 5 mg every 8 hours for 7 days, then 5 mg every 12 hours for 7 days, then 5 mg every daily for 7 days. Miralax 17 g daily. Amlodipine 10 mg daily. Aspirin 81 mg daily. Bevespi, BEVESPI. Inhalation 2 puff twice a day, Valium 5 mg daily, Dilantin XL 100 mg BID, Metoprolol succinate 50 mg daily, Rosuvastatin 20 mg daily, Ventolin inhaler 1 puff every 6 hours. Allergies not known, social history, no smoking, no drugs, Rosuvastatin system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no concussion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Left leg pain, bruises in the left arm and the lower extremity noted, more in the left side. Endocrinopathy, urinopathy, hematology, no bleeding, some bruising noted. Neuro, no syncope. Genitourinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, reentered M3, cooperative, vitals, stable. Heart rate, myocardial ischemic, ectaric, neck supple, longevity, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, estimates, 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel, positive, extremities, left thigh, surgical side, dressing is in place, ecchymosis noted in the left leg, left arm, ecchymosis noted, neuro, she's awake, alert, reentered M3, cooperative, assessment, number 1, status post fall, resulting in fracture, periprosthetic, left femur, status post Revian. Left hip arthroplasty. Number two, anemia, status post transfusion improving. Next line, thrombocytopenia improving. COPD, known history. Initially hypoxic in the hospital, requiring oxygen supplement. CT, chest done, no evidence of PE. I was advised to have oxygen and subsegmental. No evidence of PE noted as I mentioned. Echo. Elevated left sided filling pressure. COPD could be contributing but significantly improved. CKD, hypertension, history of seizure disorder, coronary artery disease, status post stenting. Recent fracture, periprosthetic, status post, left hip arthroplasty. Extensive rehab will be done, continue oral herpes medication, follow-up lab. CBC, CMP electrolytes will be monitored. Lab done today, sodium 142, potassium 4.6, BUN 48, creatinine 1.4, hemoglobin 7.4, medical 24.6, WBC count 8.3. Platelet count 378. Assessment reviewed, lab reviewed, medication reviewed, and PTOT will be continued. Discuss with the nursing staff. Thank you.